Welcome to the Fintan V1 video manual. Today, we're going to explore the exterior of the Fintan V1, a compact Bluetooth keyboard that's perfect for on-the-go use. Unlike your regular keyboards, you can hold Fintan V1 in both hands and use it anytime, anywhere. Let's dive in. First of all, let's talk about how to hold your Fintan V1 properly. 1. Point the charging port towards you and make sure the opposite side is facing away. You'll notice there are two arch-shaped buttons on the opposite side. The side with the most buttons should be facing your face. 2. The side with the charging port is what we call the bottom side. The side with the arched buttons is the top side. And the side with the most buttons facing you is the front side. 3. Place your palms naturally on the lateral sides. There are no buttons there. 4. In this position, your thumb will naturally rest on the front side, and your index finger will wrap around the top side. The rest of your fingers will support the back side. All right, now that you've got the grip, let's check out the external structure of your Fintan V1. Starting with the bottom side, which faces your body and has the charging port. The buttons here are called B buttons, and they're labeled from left to right as B1, B2, B3, B4, and B5. Here's what they do. B1 is the power button, the leftmost one. It's used to turn the device on and off, enter sleep mode, and check the battery status. To turn it on or off, press and hold B1 for more than 3 seconds. To enter or exit sleep mode, press B1 twice. To check the battery status, briefly press B1 once. B2, the button to the left of the charging port, is the pairing button for Bluetooth connection control and multi-pairing. To prepare or disconnect the connection, press and hold B2 for more than 3 seconds. We call it pairing reset. To check the connection status, press B2 briefly. To change the multi-pairing channel, press B2 along with the arrow keys. The four direction keys correspond to channels 1, 2, 3, and 4. Starting from the left direction and moving clockwise. B3 is in the center and is the C-type charging port. B4, to the right of the charging port, is the TN mode button for switching between text and number input modes. To check the current input mode, press B4 once. To change the input mode, press B4 twice. B5 is the AI mode button, the rightmost button. It activates various AI features depending on your operating system. To turn on the AI function, press B5 once. Next, let's look at the top side. This side has the T buttons, which are in two arches. The left arch has T1 and T2 buttons, and the right arch has T3 and T4 buttons. T1 works as control key. T2 is the Option Alt function. T3 functions as shift. T4 is for command windows key. Now the front side facing you is where all the action happens. There's a text input button in the center and utility and movement buttons on the left and right. In the center, you'll find 7 square buttons for character input. 6 large buttons are arranged in a 2x3 grid, and there's a small text button at the end of the top row. These text buttons are numbered 1, 2, and 3 in the top row, 4, 5, and 6 in the bottom row, and the small button on the last of the top row is named 7. Each button can input 6 characters. For example, with button 1, top left corner types Q, top center types W, top right corner types E, bottom left corner types A, bottom center types S. Bottom right corner types D. Here's how the QWERTY letters are grouped on each button. The character arrangement is in the following order: top left, top center, top right, bottom left, bottom center, and bottom right of the button. Button 1, Q, W, E, top, A, S, D, bottom. Button 2, R, T, Y, top, F, G, H, bottom. Button 3, U, I, O top, J K L bottom. Button 7. P. Button 4. Z X C top. Grave accent minus equal mark bottom. Button 5. Vive B N top, comma, period mark, slash, bottom. Button 6. M, backspace, top, spacebar, enter, bottom. On the left and right sides of the front side, we have long buttons for utility and movement functions. The L button on the left has the ESC function and FN mode conversion function on the top, and caps lock and tab functions on the bottom. The R button on the right has the Alt GR function on the left and the home screen movement function in mobile on the right. Below the R button, there's a diamond-shaped button that acts as the arrow key on the keyboard. So far, we've explored the bottom, top, and front sides of the Fintan V1. We've identified the functions of the B buttons, T buttons, and text buttons. Here's a quick summary of how to use these buttons. For system functions like power and connection, use the B1 and B2 on the bottom side. For text and navigation functions, use the buttons on the front side with your thumb. For shortcuts, use the T buttons on the top side as modifier keys with your index finger. To switch the input mode of the text buttons and enable AI mode, use the B4 and B5 buttons. Remember to use the appropriate buttons for system functions, text input, navigation, and mode switching. Follow the basic holding posture instructions for optimal use. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned for more tutorials on how to use your Fintan V1 keyboard. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to our support team.